Welcome to Wrecking Crew Radio. Now your hosts of Wrecking Crew Radio, Jay and Stu.
Hello.
Alright, you need to pick one.
They're both in there and I just grab one and it says intro and that's what I go
with.
So
when he's actually here, you have the
Jay. No, last week I played, or last show I played the right one. They're just in there and I just grab it and throw it on. I don't really look. They say Wrecking Crew intro.
You didn't mix us, did you?
Hey, shut, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're just a little quiet. We might all be. And the fact that we... Okay, so what Stu is referring to is the fact that we did a...
wedding.
We did a wedding over the weekend, and we used the mixer. So if some of the mixing's off, it's because, well, it had to be. Where are you at? Say la, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
You sound all right to me.
That's... Okay.
Why don't you talk?
What do you want me to say?
Say, Mike. I want Mike. To touch your body.
And Jake's a fit.
I like it. I like it. Leave it that way.
I don't understand what's the problem is.
Is it plugged in all the way?
I don't know. Talk, Mike.
Talk.
Keep talking, Mike.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right. Well, I think
he's just that quiet.
I think we just need a...
No, he's just that quiet. Volume control.
Holy shit.
We'll mix live.
Great for podcasting.
Okay.
Tell me a story.
Okay.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
No. I was thinking about going into the manufacturing. Enough. Ah, shit.
Jesus
Christ. Shit, I'm dead.
Ow, I didn't do it on purpose. Oh, gee, money.
Wow.
That was accidental and stuff. If you'd have seen the way Spanky reacted, it was a beautiful thing. All right. Mike, are you in there now?
Yes, I'm
in. I'm in all the way.
Yeah, I'm just going deep.
I don't know why Mike still sounds funny to me, but he does.
Oh, well. No.
Welcome to Wrecking Crew Radio. Everybody's, like, mids and highs are all bleh. We're all like, we all sound funny to me.
Hi.
And lows. No, wait a minute. There is no lows.
Get low now.
Get low, bitches.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, let's do an actual show now. Sorry about the sound. I'll fix it for next time, I promise. Not.
Sure.
So we got stuff to
check
do.
Check your fucking levels.
Let's do our first segment, shall we?
Do it.
Do it. In the box.
And I'm the only one who's going to be able to talk about this. And I'm going to do it briefly. And if you want a longer one, go and listen to it.
Hey, you said longer one.
Yeah, I did. Go listen to not the last Scream Queens, but the one before that.
Scream Queens
with a Z.
I watched Skyline.
Chilly.
And no one outside of this area is going to know what the hell you're talking about. I watched Skyline.
Well, Patrick might. Brother D might.
How about you shut up before he kick you in the nutsack?
Slug would know.
Anyway, I watched Skyline. That's the movie that kind of looked like it was going to be like Independence Day style.
Steven Lucy would know.
It's not Independence Day at all.
Fozzie would know.
It's not a horribly bad movie.
Man, I like you would know.
Yes, he would. Great, too.
But it's not... nothing. The whole thing takes place inside Charlie your freaking apartment building. Yeah. You were scared for a second, weren't you? Because you saw the look on my face, and in my eyes, I was like, I'm really going to do it. And I really almost did.
I think I pooped a little.
I'm sure you probably did. Now, the whole thing takes place inside the freaking, like, apartment buildings. And, like, the preview makes it look like there's, like, battles going on and shit. No. So... It's not a bad movie, but it's not that exciting either. I was mostly excited to see Turk from Scrubs, who was in it. And that was about it. I mean, like, basically, these aliens, it starts out right from the get-go, aliens coming down right at the very beginning of the movie, they're all asleep, these light bright lights come on, they think, oh, it's daytime, and they get up because they've been partying all night and shit. And basically, if you look at the lights... It's, I don't know, like burns you and shit, and then you start walking towards it, and these giant tentacles come out and grab you and like yank, yoink you in. It's kind of goofy.
So what happened with the whole pulling people up from the...
It does that like once. It's doing that. You find out they're like, the ships aren't, they're like actually, the little ones are like actual creatures, and they like grab people by the head and like suck their brains out.
Oh. Never mind.
And it's got a really bizarre ending, and I don't know. It's not bad. I would highly recommend not pay. Like, if you're going to go to the theater, go matinee, but I would just wait. Because, like, it's one of those, if you rent it, you won't be, like, completely pissed off, but if you go pay $13 or whatever, you might be a little hot. Acting's fine. The effects are good. The story's just a little boring. Nothing real exciting.
If you think you're going to be a little hot, there's a nice, like, cold fountain drink from the concession
stand. Yeah, and dump it down your pants. Harry Potter came out. We haven't seen it yet.
We will.
Because we've been broke.
Yep.
Not quite the same one.
No.
And Faster came out tonight. We will see that too. But we haven't yet. Basically, we'll talk about it and whatever, but a lot of craziness has been happening for the last 2 weeks, so. Man. But that's all we got for In the Box this week, and we're bringing back an old favorite this week, so let's go ahead and bring that back right now. Oh, should we tell people, I'm Jay, and that's Stu, and there's Mike, and over there is...
Pimp Daddy Spank Dog.
Jeez, that's what you get when you sit your mic down. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Well, I'm over here.
He sounds mixed. He's still mixed. We're all like, ah! He's like, brr, brr, brr,
brr. Yeah. All
right, so we've got...
Pimp Daddy Spank Dog.
It's not the same.
Really. We've got another segment. We're going to bring back an old segment right here, right now.
Really?
Yes.
Right here, right now.
Are you ready for the top five, kids? Well, then get out of your seat and sing along with me. It's time for the top five.
What?
It's the top five, not the top nine or eight. If you're a three or a two, that's cool. But if you're seven, don't forget it, because it's time for the top five. Five, four, three, two, one. Top five.
What now?
Top five.
We got a top five list.
Why?
I don't know. For those of you who don't remember or might be newer listeners, occasionally we do a top five, and they're just sort of obscure lists that we come up with. And this week's top five are, now let's get this straight, movies that we want to see remade.
Into porn.
Right. That would have actually been good. That'll be in top five eventually, movies that we would like to... No, movies we would like to see remade, only remade right. In other words, these are films that we were kind of excited to see, and then we sort of just got pissed off. And we all have one with Spanky, because apparently he likes every piece of shit he watches.
Well, I got a movie for you, Jay.
I bet you do.
Tron. I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. See, I know you're full of shit, because I know you love it, so it don't really matter. Who wants to start? I'll let Mikey start with your number five. Mike, your number five movie that you want to see remade, only done correctly.
Well, even though the first one was okay, but after that, X-Men.
The second one's better than the first one, Crackle.
I'm just saying this because that was a lot of characters that never made the movie.
Well, yeah, they don't have to put every character in. Yeah, now, X3, I'll give you. I like it, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah, but, you know,
But I like the second. I think the second X-Men's better than the first one. And I like the first one.
Yeah, but the second was pretty good, but it was just that third one, and they should have did something, but they didn't do it.
They should have,
but they didn't. Okay.
Stewie, what's your number five, sir?
Damn, which one?
Number five. See, this is why you're supposed to number them, you Twatosaurus Rex.
I got like 10 fives.
For long.
If you had 10 fives, that'd be 50. Give me your number five.
I think I'm going to go with Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Well, see, some would say that they did remake it, though.
With Freeze?
Well, nobody wants to see that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I would like to see that just totally.
You want to see Mr. Freeze?
I want to see Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
Done right.
Well, it's not going to happen.
I know, but you know.
Christopher Nolan will never touch it, and yeah, it's not going to happen. Want to know my number five?
Yes, what is your number five?
Masters of the Universe.
Oh.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Come on, man. We were, as kids, even as kids, we were stoked to see that movie, right? We were all excited, like, yeah, Masters of the Universe. By the way, I think one of you has the shitty microphone.
Nah, probably me.
Check that. Maybe not. I keep hearing this little popping noise. No, it's not the mic. It's not your mic. Maybe not. I was so excited to see it as a kid because I was a big fan of the series, and then you watch it and you're like, "What WTF? What movie? What cartoon were they watching to make that movie off of?" I mean, granted, okay, I was okay with the no Prince Adam thing because really, we don't need to see the gay side of He-Man. But I don't know, man.
What's going on?
Like, have you watched it recently? How long has it been since? That's pretty funny, actually. Has anybody here watched it recently?
Mikey.
Like, I'm just curious, like, if
maybe. Didn't Mikey read
it? I don't think so.
I'm thinking of a different one. Never mind.
Like, I'm curious if I watched it now, if I would say, well, at least it's a fun movie. But I don't think I don't think so. Like, I don't think I'd like it. So, I don't know. Mikey, what's your number four, sir?
Number four would be Spider-Man.
Which one?
Two.
Again? What? Better than the first.
You're thinking of three, dude. Shut up.
Who's the villain?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. You're
thinking
three.
I was thinking about... something else, but yeah, it was the
are you on
one.
Crack?
Yes,
because you're like, hey,
he's had his overshare.
Okay, yeah, the
crack.
Third one sucked, and I like it to the degree that I was like, I got a gift card, and I was like, it was on sale, so I was like, I'll buy it. It can't be as bad as I remembered. Plus, I love the first two.
Yes, it was.
So I tried to watch it again. I'm like, it's fucking worse.
But even though the thing with Venom, which
it's horrible. They put so many bad guys in Spider-Man 3 that they had to knock one out and give him amnesia for half the movie so that there wasn't a clusterfuck of bad guys.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I will give you that. Your number four, Stewie.
I'm going to say Fast and Furious 2.
And I'm going to second that. You like that? I love the first one.
Adore it. Like, I ruined my first copy of it because I watched it so many times.
And we were very excited. Oh, a sequel. Like, why did they even bother? Like, here's Paul Walker.
And a rapper.
And a rapper. Some rapper.
I don't know. They found it necessary that, like, in the next couple movies... They have to have, like, some kind of rap artist in it.
It's I don't care about that.
Why?
You know? But my issue with it is like, what's it got to do with the first one? Except Paul Walker's in it, and there's cars.
Apparently, he had a past. And
he had a buddy, yeah. Who I'm like, Vin Diesel, you ain't. It just didn't work. For my number four, Pirates of the Caribbean at World End. Wow, was I pissed off. Well, I don't really have a lot to say. The first half was boring as shit. They just negated everything. Like in the second one, the Kraken's this huge, horrible beast. And in the third one, it's like, oh, there's the Kraken dead on a beach. What? Why did you even fucking bother? And then the whole ending part was like, just, hey, this is now about Swan and Orlando Bloom. And I just didn't like it. Fucking hated it.
Hated it.
Number three, Michael.
Triple X.
Ooh.
Second one.
Good one. No, the first one. Sucks. Dog turds.
Bite your tongue.
I didn't even make it through the second one.
I love the first one.
You would. I hated it. And I was really excited to see it, too.
I heart Vin Diesel.
And then they follow up with Ice Cube.
I know. What were they thinking? Let's put Ice Cube in the second one.
Here, let's just make it James Bond, but...
Oh, I hate Triple X, dude. You really like that movie?
I like the first one, yes.
I was excited to see it, too, but I was really not happy. And I didn't put this there, but...
The only reason why he don't like it is because it had a totally different meaning of Triple X.
You know what? I wasn't going to take it there, but you know,
I'm surprised.
See, I was just going to do the mature thing.
Since when?
You mature?
What?
I've been exercising and drinking milk.
42 going on 12.
Much in the same vein of Triple X would be the Chronicles of Riddick, which didn't make my list. I love Pitch Black, and the Chronicles of Riddick is just a horrible
They
film.
Like totally backpedaled in this.
Changed
like,
the story yeah. all completely. Made him an alien, and then they like that scene with the flames. Oh, this is the fire crossing the planet. Like, oh, so it was just. Oh. What's your number three, Stu?
Res Evil 3.
Resident Evil 3. Now, this is rough because I love one. I like two, even though I know it's kind of stupid. And I really like Afterlife. So I was thinking to myself the other day, I was like, I own one and two. Could I buy Afterlife and skip three and be okay with that? I can because I know what happens in three. But unfortunately, they wrap up all the crap from three real quick in the first one and then make a decent movie. But yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all. Mm. Like, I was trying to question the other day, like, could I go back and watch it and be okay with it? And no, I don't think I can.
No.
It's pretty bad. Almost so bad that I almost was fearful of going to see Afterlife. Like, I'm like, should I go see it? Because the last one was so bad. But I liked Afterlife. I thought it was good. My third one, I'm probably the only one that's seen. And I guarantee I'm the only one here that read the book. But I read the book Aragon, and I was very excited because it's a great book, and the movie is horse shit. Horse shit. Again, did they read the freaking book? Because I don't understand, like, it just pisses me off. It's like, you didn't even come close to the book, and I don't understand
why. I think
why
you should call Stephen Gordon for this one.
Why?
Things that piss you off.
Oh, yeah, Aragon pisses me. Well, this list pisses me off. Number two, Michael Vernon Hope.
Oh, they had
ouch! Eight. Called oh. you out on the air.
Oh, man. My number two is anything with this one character, and it would have to be Superman.
You know what? I'm so close. I was so close to putting Superman on my list. I don't like Superman either as a character in general, but for some reason I was excited about the Superman Returns movie, and then I got out and I'm like, why the hell was I excited? I knew it was going to be shit. They're always shit. Hey, you know what would have made it better? How about we put Richard Pryor in it, you jackasses?
And he's dead.
And then how about we go around in the next one and get all the nuclear weapons and shit? They're always stupid. The only one that's ever been worth half a shit was Superman 2. And everybody says, you know, that one's okay. And they're doing it again, only this time it's Christopher Nolan. who rebooted Batman, so maybe we have a chance. I don't know, but yes, I am on board with that one. You're grinning. So what's your number two?
Drum roll, please. Street Fighter.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you
that. On that vein, Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, I got that too as well.
Yeah, Street Fighter, man, we were all really excited about that movie.
It's like, all right.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers.
It was bad, but it had its good, funny
Street
parts.
Fighter is one of those that's a really bad movie.
Like,
and yet,
what happened?
Metal Mikey and I were talking about this when he was here recently. Even though we know Street Fighter's bad, there's something about it
that makes you keep watching.
We keep watching it. It's like, it's a bad movie, and I'm going to keep watching this motherfucker. Oh, man. For me, much like the third Pirates of the Caribbean, the third Matrix movie ruined the frickin' series for me.
Oh, yeah. Wah,
wah. To the degree that, like, the first one is a great movie. The second one would have been a fine action movie as long as it had a good ending. But it didn't.
Honestly, I think they should just left it to where Matrix...
It was supposed to be. They had no plans for it.
They should have never touched it.
They had no plans.
It was a perfect movie on its own. Leave it.
Done. I completely agree. The problem with part three is everything they said in the first one, they changed it in the third one.
Yep.
They said that Neo would be the one. He would come and bring about the fall of the Matrix. None of that happens. In the end, they make a deal with him.
The Matrix never falls.
The Matrix never falls. Yeah. They're like, oh, you can stick around as long as you let people out if they want out, okay? All right, deal. We're good. What? What? I was so pissed off.
Shut up.
Then there's that huge bongo drum dance scene going on in Zion.
Like the orgy bongo
dance. I was like, what the shit is this movie? Yeah, that's my number two. Michael, what's your number one, sir?
Actually, well, Mike, before you contribute number one, what about the movie Catwoman with Halle Berry?
Oh!
You know what?
That was the number two.
Yes, it was.
Somebody needs to clean that litter box out, huh?
I tell you this, for the movie, yeah. But for the outfit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Please. Different story altogether.
Man. Yeah, Monster Ball, anyone? Come on.
Man.
Holly Berry and leather is fine. But
yeah.
Yeah, Catwoman's a bad movie.
Holly Berry,
you know
what? Milk.
Much like a few other people I know, I'm not a. As far as the character of Catwoman goes, I'm not a huge fan anyway. So. But I did watch that movie.
So
not
did
in
I.
The theater. I saw it on cable. Yeah. Thank God. She meows in it, literally. She meow. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she purrs.
How about the
too.
Basketball scene? I mean, come on, it's horror. But what's your number one, sir?
Well, since it was already mentioned, Mortal Kombat 2.
Mortal Kombat.
Well, it was mentioned, but not exactly enough.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Mm. I love Mortal Kombat.
Destroy all expectations.
That was the tagline for more. Destroy all expectations. Yep.
Yep, sure did.
Yep, we did. Stewie, what's your number two-y?
All I gotta say is CGI monkeys.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, huh?
Damn it, why?
CGI.
I hate him.
There is
that.
Something
really
up
do.
With mics, man. I don't know what's going on.
I really do. Why CGI monkeys? Come on, man. Seriously.
CGI monkeys.
I mean, some of the stuff could have been done in practical effects, like you said.
Like the groundhogs or the gophers, whatever?
The gophers,
the CGI'd
a
gopher.
The boat vehicle.
You know what would have probably worked better? If you didn't make it aliens, you jackass. Aliens.
I can...
No.
No, hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No,
stop.
No, no,
stop.
Aliens.
Stop, stop. I can see the idea, but not actually make it
no,
fully...
No, but it doesn't follow. All the others are like mythical religious symbols.
Okay, yeah.
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible. No.
At least make it dinosaurs. Come on, dude.
So do I have to tell you what my number one is? Because I think you already know. movie over the summer I was so excited to see because I love the series. And everybody who's listened to this show knows I wanted to take a gun and hunt down M. Night Shyamalan.
A ding dong.
Oh, my good Lord. The Last Airbender. What the hell? I'm sorry. Scratch that. What the fuck?
WTF.
Were you thinking?
Even the work week says WTF every Monday.
M. Night, you and me.
You must die, you bastard.
I'm going to pull a...
He should have stopped after his first movie.
No, I like Signs, and I love Unbreakable.
I couldn't stand Unbreakable.
Well, how about I unbreak your face?
And what about The Village?
The Village is crap. Lady in Water garbage. Is crap. Didn't even bother with The Happening, but I know everything that happens in it, and it's crap.
What's that one with the lady
in the water?
So I got some honorable mentions, and I know that at least one of you does. I would like to honorably mention Speed 2 Cruise Control. Really?
Yeah. Nah. With the boat.
Yeah, stupid. I would also like to honorable mention the quote-unquote first three Star Wars movies.
Amen, brother.
And pretty much anything George Lucas has touched in the last decade.
Well, anything that he's remade into new format.
What about you? Any honorable mentions, either of you? Stu's got a list. Mike, do you have any honorable mentions?
I just want to throw this out there because I know I'm going to get blasted for this one. Zorro the Gay Blade.
I saw that when I was a kid. I loved that movie when I was a kid, but I didn't fully understand it. Yes, Zorro the Gay Blade. Never seen it, I assume. Zorro gets hurt, so his brother takes over for him, and he's gay. Yeah, it was a comedy in the 80s.
I do have a movie to mention. Eon Flux.
You know, I like Eon Flux.
I was a little disappointed with it.
I like Eon Flux. I thought it was pretty good.
I was a real big fan of the cartoon snips on Liquid Television, but when I saw the movie, I was like, eh.
And to get off on a real quick tangent, should they need to release Liquid Television on DVD? I'm just saying.
Yes, they do.
Go ahead, Stu.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it from numerous people. Ultraviolet.
Horrible movie. Which kind of reminds me of Eon Flux, but it's horrible.
That's what kind of, I just thought of it.
It's worse.
But, like Mike said, Spider-Man 3, you said Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Everything.
MK2. And then Punisher Warzone.
Punisher Warzone. You know, I got in an argument with Metal Mikey and Gray because they liked it. So, from now on, when Gray gives me shit for liking, you know, Black or Dark Waters or
Whoa.
Black Waters.
What
Echo.
Do you mean? Whoa.
All I have to say is you like Punisher Warzone, too.
Whoa, Punisher Warzone?
That's seriously, you cannot argue that it's a good movie because it isn't.
Whoa,
it's
Punisher
bad.
Warzone. Whoa.
So that is our top five.
That. The Legend of Bruce Lee.
Anyway.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow, good Lord, we can't go on all night, what?
Yeah, I was going to say, what about The Punisher?
Well, the original Dolph Lundgren one?
No, the one after that.
Thomas Jane was good.
Thomas Jane was good.
You just don't like nothing.
And,
pretty much if it's a superhero movie or a hero movie, you don't seem to like it.
Yeah, they just made him too nice.
If it's not NC-17
He
or
was
higher.
A little nice for Punisher, but I still enjoyed the movie. It was still a decent movie. Let's get into this week's
things that sounds with the
for those about to rock.
Those about to rock.
Are you watching your friend?
He's not my friend.
He's doing like horrible air guitar, only with faces that look like he's pooping.
This is exactly what I'm about.
Just something about that guitar solo.
For those about to rock.
I want to know if Dillo played that. Like, I want to know if he was jamming on that. That'd be cool. Who picked this week? You did. Do you want to tell the folks at home what you picked for this week?
His nose?
Hey! No.
Yeah.
No.
This week's pick is 30 Seconds to Mars.
War. 30 Seconds to Mars, This Is War, which is their third studio album.
And their biggest hit so far.
No.
The biggest selling album.
New Beautiful Lie. Their second album. This one hit like number 18 on the billboards.
I didn't even hear about these guys until this one.
Oh, I did. See, I actually knew about them a long time ago. Didn't I had a couple of their songs. Leto. Yeah. Well, Jared, we'll get to him too. Because Jared Leto was an actor before he was a musician. Mm-hmm. He was in such films as Fight Quest, How to Make an American Quilt. He was in Urban Legend. He was also in American Psycho and some other crap.
Lord of War.
One of the few guys that can actually make the transition from actor to singer.
I can think of a few, but yeah.
Don Johnson. Yes.
David Hasselhoff.
I was going to say it. You beat me too.
Patrick Swayze.
Corey Feldman. This Is War is the third studio album for 30 Seconds to Mars. It was actually, this is, out of all the ones we've talked about, this one has been out the longest. It's been out almost a year. Came out December 4th, 2009.
Yeah, and they were just here probably not a month ago.
Yeah, they were here, but we did not go see them.
No, I wanted to.
Current members of the band are Jared Leto, Shannon Leto, and Milekovic. So let's give a real quick, because I'm big on this, but the name of the band, 30 Seconds to Mars, Leto, that would be Jared, said, and I quote, "For us, the name 30 Seconds to Mars has little to do with space, the universe, or anything like that. It is a name that works on several different levels. Most importantly, it is a good representation of our sound. It's a phrase that is lyrical, suggestive, cinematic, and filled with immediacy." Whatever. "It has some sense of otherness to it. The concept of space is so overwhelming and all-encompassing, I doubt there is a song written that doesn't fall within it." Now that you got his BS answer, let's listen to former member Matt Wachter, who said, "The band's name actually comes from a thesis that the band found online that was written by a former Harvard professor, and one of the subsections of the thesis was titled 30 Seconds to Mars, and he goes on to talk about the exponential growth of technology that relates to humans and saying that we are quite literally 30 seconds to Mars. What it means to us is we thought it best described our music in short."
Yeah, because Leto's explanation
sounded like a bunch of babbling bullshit.
It meant nothing to me.
It didn't mean anything at all.
It's like it didn't explain a thing.
Well, if you take the deep vastness of space and compare it to music lyrically and cinematically, that is us. It's like, okay.
He needs to sing, not think.
Okay. So,
Buttons.
The album has a bunch of different versions out. We got our hands on the regular one. Has 13 tracks on it. There is Escape, Night of the Hunter, Kings and Queens, This Is War, 100 Suns, Hurricane, Closer to the Edge, and I'm about to break, A Call to Arms, Search and Destroy, Alibi, Stranger in a Strange Land, Equinox, and then a remix of Night of the Hunter. Now, there is also a deluxe edition out. Now, the song Hurricane, he actually recorded a version.
Rock it like a hurricane.
They actually recorded a version with Kanye West.
Oh, God.
That didn't make the album due to some legal issues about using Kanye West. But it is on the deluxe edition. You can get the Kanye West version. There's also,
you
listen
play
to this.
We're not going
to
buy your album.
Two live covers on there They do a live cover of Kanye West's Stronger, and there's a live cover of Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
All right. Oh. All right.
And those are on the deluxe edition. Then there's like a super deluxe edition that comes with a DVD and some other junk. We just got the normal one. So you want to hear some stuff about the recording of this?
Sure.
When they recorded this album, while they were recording, they hosted an event they called The Summit, which they held at the Avalon Club in Los Angeles. And they did this so that fans could see how far into the recording the band was and maybe even participate in the recording. You heard it.
This is it's probably where Kings and Queens, they
the chanting choir stuff that you hear in the background.
Yeah.
That's actually over 1,000 of fans. Leto is quoted as saying, "There were some things we tried that were left field sound experiments using the group, the people, the collective as a musical instrument. We did everything from percussive expression to whispering to things that were a little bit more familiar, like inviting the 1,000 people that were there to sing the chorus of a song. And those people who were a part of it all will be a part of the next 30 Seconds to Mars album. It was quite simply one of the best things we've done as a band."
It sounded great.
But basically he just said, the best thing we've done as a band is have 1,000 other people sing for us. But it is a really cool concept. It is a cool concept, and you didn't get to hear the album.
No.
But there are basically parts of the album where in the background you'll just hear people chanting, like, different stuff, and it's all their fans, which is really cool. And it's kind of like the last two albums we've talked about. We had Methods of Mayhem,
yep,
where he put the song out to have people. He put the song out and had people work on it. And then we talked about Weezer,
yep,
who put their YouTube project out and had people basically help them write a song. So it's cool that bands are starting to incorporate their fans, I think. And I think that's a pretty cool idea. So, you guys want to talk about what we thought of it?
Sure.
Why don't you go first, since it was your pick? I assume you must like 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yes.
I like them, too.
A lot.
I didn't know much about them, but I actually had some of their tracks just from songs I'd picked up that I'd liked off albums before. Or, I'm sorry, off movies. They did.
I have never heard of these guys before until this album pretty much came out.
See, I knew the song Echelon. It was on.
It sounds too much like Sean. Sorry.
Horrible movie, The Core, but the song at the end, I loved it, and so I actually watched the credits to get the name, and this was years ago, and it was 30 Seconds to Mars, so I've had that song for a long time. But that was it.
Just listen to 96 Rock. That's where
except people who probably don't live
well,
around here.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. That's,
yeah, just listen to it, guys.
Yeah. I mean, when I listen to the radio station here, I mean, that's how I started listening to these guys and liking pretty much the entire album. I mean, Kings of Queens was, I think, the first one that I heard. Then War, This Is War, and then Closer to the Edge was the most recent, I think. But, I mean, like, This Is War, awesome. I mean, I can't sing for the lick of me, but man,
for the lick of you. Look at me.
But when that's on, man, I just it go to the top of the lungs. Yeah, I don't care.
Go to the top of the lungs. Michael.
Yes.
I know you like this album.
Yeah, it his goes to the bottom of the throat.
I bet it does. No. I know you like this album, sir.
I enjoyed every song. I've listened.
See, it's hard for him to talk anyway, and then we always interrupt him and make it so much worse. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
He gets sidetracked so easy. He's like, I like this son of a bitch. It was good. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry. You liked it.
Yeah, when I was first introduced to this group, just, you know, like when I was, okay, See, now you fucking with me. Nah.
Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Say anything.
No. If only the rest of y'all could see what's going on here.
See, world. All this time you've thought Mike just was that bad at talking, but we don't let him talk. It's our fault. It's all our fault.
See, getting in practice over there, Stu.
And just so everybody knows, all we're doing is pretending to like fillet our microphones, and that pretty much does it.
Yeah, it does it. Stop it, man.
I wish people could see what you just did. That ain't even right. Is that what you would do to me?
That's what I did. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Wiping it on your face there. Well, let me help you, Mike.
Okay.
Let me help you. One of the things I really like about these guys is their willingness to kind of experiment with sound, sort of like Radiohead. Now, do not misunderstand me. I do not think they are as talented as Radiohead. Oh, Lord, no. You best just wipe that look off your face if you think they're even half as good as Radiohead, because they ain't. I like this CD. I like these guys, but Radiohead, they ain't.
They've had more radio hits than Radiohead.
No, they haven't.
I've only heard one.
You're on crack.
Wow.
Creep is the only one I know.
Wow. We're like, wait, unison, wow. But I do appreciate that they experiment with different sounds and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's what got me attracted to the CDs.
What are you looking at him for?
I can see him.
You can't see anything. How do you see that?
I just saw him playing with his mic.
That's what she said.
See, I'm supposed to be the music.
Pervert.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, see, I am a pervert, but I am a conservative pervert.
Yes. No, you're not. One of the things I really like about it is you guys know me and you know I like real synth heavy, like synth pop stuff. And they are definitely this is very synth heavy.
Yeah.
But another thing I like is I really like industrial. And there are a few songs on here that are extremely industrial. For example, my favorite track on the album is Strangers in a Strange Land. And it definitely has an industrial vibe to it. I'm gonna go ahead and play a clip from that. I got a couple clips lined up, so I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from that, and you will see what I mean by that kind of industrial vibe sound.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I do too. I kind of agree with you. I kind of like the whole album. Stu, you say your favorite track is This Is War, the title track of the album. I don't have a cut of it, but I can play a clip of it. I don't remember. Is that the one that starts out with real funky, though? Oh, let's find out.
Yeah, this is it.
Well, I know this is the song. Is this the one that takes a... Oh, they also mentioned that, like, all...
Sound like a swarm of bees.
It does. Aside from Escape, almost every song on here is 5 minutes or longer. So...
They give people what they need. Thanks.
Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song sucks.
There's a part in it where they go into the chorus of the people, and you'll start hearing it build up, and you'll hear them say "fight."
Yeah,
fight,
they yell "fight" in the back.
Fight,
yeah,
fight.
It
makes you kind of wonder: was there actually a fight?
Fight! Fight! Somebody's kicking Jared Leto's ass. He's like, "Keep recording, fuckers."
It sounds good.
What about you, Mike? Yeah. Is there a track you particularly liked?
Let's see, the first one,
Equinox.
Yeah.
Equinox. That's like the shortest track on here, too.
Yeah, the shortest track, but it...
Do you actually like it, or you just couldn't think of one? You're like, the first one, because I lied, because the first one's actually called Escape. And that wasn't because I meant to lie, because I actually made a mistake.
You got... Busted.
Equinox is the last track. He likes this one.
Oh, Halo?
Halo? Hello? Wow, this is great. Very lengthy.
Spank Dog said it sounds like a bad Enigma album. Sounds like a war chant kind of thing. There it is. As we fade out. He kind of has like a little bit of a... that band whose name I forgot. Vibe. Bush. Gavin Rosdale kind of sound.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuckers. I'm going to play two more clips. I'm going to play a clip from Kings and Queens that Stu was talking about a little bit
earlier.
Is
it Kings and Queens or King of Queens?
That's a show starring Kevin James and Leah Remini. Just so we're clear, it's called Kings and Queens, and here's a clip from it. You know, I'm going to click it, and it's going to be like the theme music of King of Queens. Confused.
I was just reading.
Oh, were you reading what the next clip was?
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with that song.
Search and Destroy? Not Seek and Destroy. I saw your brain working, and you were instantly going Metallica over there.
Search and
Pussy! Do you guys know that story?
I'm sure, because I'm sure you've said it before.
I don't know. I have to some people, but I don't know if I have to these guys. We were out at Blue Note one night, and we were seeing Battery, the Metallica cover band, and Stu is trashed. He is shit-faced, right? And he's right up front. He's like, you know, they're doing that riff, and he's like, and they're holding the mic out to people, and people are yelling random shit. And they're like, and they hold it out to Stu, and he goes, "Eat pussy!"
And it was quite random.
He also fell asleep on one of the monitors. Like, laid his head on one of the monitors.
Where doesn't he fall asleep at?
Yeah, but good Lord. And then there was the chick who was in front of Stu, and Stu, like, kind of started feeling her ass, and she was okay with that. She didn't seem very upset by that. She seemed okay by it.
And then I got risky.
So he got a little risky, went a little further.
Oh,
she was not okay with that.
Oh!
He was like, ooh. What? Dude, she was okay there for a minute. You know, he was really drunk, so in his mind, he's like, I could go a little further. And let's just say it taint gonna happen. Oh.
I think I touched a little more than taint.
She got what?
Let's play the last clip, which is Search and Destroy.
Reminds me of Paper Tongues in a way.
A little bit. Right there. I don't like these guys as much as Paper Tongues, but I can see what you're saying.
What?
This is definitely one of the more poppier bands we have talked about here on the show, I would think. Overall, though, the album is, I enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, and I did too. I mean, but, you know, keep in mind, you know, since I only had
eyes for
a
you.
Copy, but just no list. But, you know, just listening to it and not knowing
are you trying to explain why you were screwing up the titles of the song? You ain't got to be telling people I'm giving you copies of this shit.
Look, Jason be burning me copies.
Hey, it was bought legally. We just distributed it amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
What he said.
Something like that. But you know.
He's like, hey, it was bought legally.
If you're distributing shit, pass it over here.
We're not selling it. We're puff, puff, giving.
Pass, motherfucker.
Not a bad CD, I will say, if you're not a fan of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Then,
what
was the last group that we did?
Weezer.
Yeah, didn't you get...
Oh, yeah, it was Weezer.
Yeah, Weezer. No, wasn't that short-lived by you listening to 30 Seconds to Mars
yes.
mostly?
Yes. I couldn't hardly get him to listen to the damn Weezer CD for the show because he was listening to 30 Seconds. Because we had this CD... We got, at the same time that we had the Weezer CD, and we were...
That was distributed amongst us.
We were discussing which one we were going to talk about first, and we decided to go with Weezer, because it was just released.
Yeah, and, but the first thing I played was the 30 Seconds to Mars.
And then I was like, hey, dude, have you listened to Weezer? Well, a little bit. I've been listening to the other one. Like, damn it, dude. I will say, next time on the show, we're going to be reviewing two bands. We're going to be reviewing we usually don't tell people ahead of time, but we will this time. We're going to be reviewing the new My Chemical Romance CD. Stu, go ahead.
The Fabulous Lives of the Danger Days of the...
Reezer.
Danger Days, The Fabulous Lives of the Killjoys?
Something like that.
I don't know.
We're going to be talking about that. And then we're also going to be talking about a... band that Stu picked up some CDs from called
Jackie.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a second. And I would like to try to get in contact with them. So
yeah, she's actually a local from around here.
Semi-local. They're touring around right now, nowhere near us. So
okay, she's originally from around here.
So hopefully we maybe get to talk to them before that show. If not, though, maybe sometime after.
Which I met her at the...
Oh, my good Lord, she was so
let
cute.
Me know. Let me know if you guys want to try and do that interview, because I know somebody who's good friends with
that
whole group.
We do want to do that interview.
Who's that whole group?
Mushroom Head and Jackie and all them.
Ah, Bill.
She is so
Big
cute.
Bill.
She is so cute.
Yeah, why was
she?
She
is so cute. All right.
Just wanted to stoink her on the spot.
Okay, well, there goes that interview. Let's go into our last segment.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Whatever we want to talk about, and I know
whatever
what
you want to talk about,
whatever.
Fool.
We're not going to do what some other shows might do. We're not going to rehash. Well, we're not just going to review it. We're going to tell stories about what happened at Horror Hound Weekend. Because we went to Horror Hound Weekend here in Cincinnati. Week four last.
Our home away from home, basically.
Which is why Spank, he didn't really care about the rest of the show. He just wanted to come talk about Horror Hound. Don't let him lie to you.
No, he's thinking of Horror Hound.
Horror Hound was
That's
fun.
Attached to Horror Hound.
That too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying, drunk chick with no morals. That's it.
That's all he requires in life.
Yes.
And that's most of the women there.
So I got I got a couple
just kidding.
I got a couple stories. I got three stories from Horror Hound I want to tell. So I will commence with that. The first one involves me and Stu and Mike in a bed and some lube. No.
Wait a minute.
And Mike waking up in the morning with a really bad.
Hey, no, no.
But
no,
we
no.
didn't
Wait a
tell him.
Wait a minute. One of y'all woke up with a headache.
You ain't aiming right, boy. So it's Friday night.
Why does my ear hurt?
What?
Clean the cum out of ears.
I don't know, dude, but my nostril is fucking the shit out of me. So it's Friday night, and Stu and Mike and I decide we're getting hungry. We're gonna go grab something to eat. So we're walking towards the exit, and I'm like, I gotta take a piss. You know, all is well. So I go in the bathroom to take a piss. I take my piss. No big deal. Now, when I get in the bathroom at Horror Hound, there is a dude that walks around like 7 foot tall.
Frankenstein.
Dressed like Frankenstein. And when I get in the bathroom, he's in there. And he's got his mask off because he gets really hot in that outfit, I guess. And I go over to the sink and start washing my hands. And I get done. No, he's standing there, too, and he hasn't said anything. Until I go to walk away. And then he's just like, it gets real hot in this thing. I'm like, I can imagine, dude. It looks like it probably does. He's like, I get sweat in the gloves. It's just like a puddle when I dump it out. I get a text from Stu at some point saying, did you make a new friend in the bathroom? And I felt like going, as a matter of fact, I did. Found out all about this guy. For 25 minutes, he stood there and talked to me in the bathroom. Very, very
nice. In the men's bathroom.
At the sinks, not the urinals.
Thank God it was. Did it start there?
And then Stu came in at some point and then walked right back out. And you think he would have rescued me like, hey, dude, you about ready to go get some food? No. Little fucker just walks out. 25 minutes. The only way I got out is he asked me to go see. He's like, could you do me a favor and see if Linda Blair's out there yet? Because I want to go out, but I don't want to put my mask and stuff back on unless she is. So I did, and she was, and I got away. 25 minutes. Very, very nice guy. Very nice. Very friendly guy, but he will talk your ear off. I'm just saying.
No, his name's not Frank.
It's George, I believe, was his name.
Way different than Frank.
And he's at almost every Horror Hound, so I will wave at him.
I've seen him at the last two.
He's been at every one I think I've been to.
I think he's been pretty much there.
My number two story, I'm there with another 7 foot tall guy, Charlie. Might as well be. And his doppelganger, who, you know, Charlie.
Wouldn't change his shirt.
Charlie changed his shirt because that dude looked
No,
like
the doppelganger wouldn't change
I know,
his
but
shirt.
Charlie changed his Friday night because
2 days
of that.
In a row, he yeah, wore well. The same damn shirt.
So Charlie and I, I'll let one of you guys, at Coco Keys, there's a indoor water park there, and there's an after party there. Anyway, we were in there. We were walking to Charlie's car. We're both barefoot in swim trunks. We're going to walk to Charlie's car to get something out of his car. But we got a little turnaround, and because he was parked in the back parking lot, and he wanted to take a shortcut, blah, blah, blah. We couldn't figure out what we were doing. He goes to walk out of Breezeway, and he's in front of me, and he opens the door, and I hear him say, oh, I'm sorry, because there was a woman behind the door. It's nighttime, and I can see a girl standing to the left of the door, but there's obviously a girl behind it that he's just opened the door into. And as soon as the woman spoke, I'm like, oh! I couldn't see her, but I knew, because she was like, oh, that's okay. And I'm like, holy crap, it's Meg Foster. Charlie just hit Meg Foster with a door. And sure enough, he did. He realizes it's Meg Foster and turns into the biggest nerd I've ever met.
Oh,
Charlie, I love
you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
dear Lord, it was worse than that. He's like, oh, my, oh, good Lord. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, you're like, I love you. You're like, you're Evelyn. You're Evelyn. And she's like, she's grinning, and I'm like, oh, shit. And he proceeds to nerd out about Masters of the Universe for like 5 minutes on her. He's like, this is what he did. He's like, I love that movie. And as a kid, I used to watch it every day. You were so wrong to Courtney Cox. Why did you do that to her? Well, you was awesome. You were Evelyn, and I love it. And I looked at her, you know, and I'm trying to be cool and not geek out. And I'm like, I really like the Oblivion movies. She's like, oh, do you like that? I was like, yeah, they're really cool. Somehow we ended up talking to her for about 5 minutes about the movie The Princess Bride. I don't know how that happened because she's not in it. But she was very, very nice. Told us both we were very cute and sweet, which I was like, want to do it? And she said no. I didn't ask her that. I'm just kidding. But it was really awesome. So we got like 5 or 6 minutes alone with Meg Foster and her handler. Stop it. But I mean, not like on the convention circuit. She was just outside smoking. So I thought that was really cool.
She's always smoking
hot. Now, my last story involves Stu and Mike to a degree.
Uh-oh.
What?
As well. So, there were a bunch of people in town. And Friday night, they decided they wanted to go out. Now, a couple of the people happened to be of the homosexual variety, which is fine. But they wanted to go to a homosexual variety bar.
Why do you gotta say it like it's gay bar?
Because I don't want to.
Gay bar.
So now we're straight dudes. I'm married, and these guys are straight. So really, nothing appealing about a gay bar to these guys because they can't hit on any girls there, and they'd be afraid if they did because they don't know. But everybody wanted to go, so we were like, at first we were like, nah, you know, it's okay. And then they kept, oh, come on. We were like, all right, fine, since everybody else is going, if that's where you guys, and I wasn't driving, I was like, whatever you guys want to do, I don't give a shit. So we decided, all right, we'll go hang out with our friends. Now, I was told it was called the Something Saloon and about what area it was in. Okay, I know where that's at. I've seen that place. I didn't know that was a gay bar. Really? That's a gay bar? Yeah, that's a gay bar. So we drive over, and it's me, and okay, we're on our way, and my brother texts me. He's like, what are you guys up to? I was like, we're going to a bar. Oh, swing by, pick me up. I was like, it's a gay bar. He's like, I don't care. I'll just get gay guys to buy me drinks all night. Oh, it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Oh, way better.
So we pick him up, and it's, who's in the car? It's me, Mike.
Metal
Mike. Mike was driving. Metal Mikey. Okay. Mike is a 6 foot, what, two?
Yeah.
6 foot two black dude. Me and my brother are short, little, stocky white dudes. Metal Mikey is a skinny white dude with spiky hair wearing a black trench coat and glasses. Nerd. But I love him. I'm a geek, so it's all good, right? I'm a geek. He's a nerd. It's lovely. And Mike's black. We pull up to what we assume the bar is. We walk in the first door, we pay our $5 cover fee, walk in the second door, and I'm like, this is a cowboy bar. Major cowboy bar. This is not a gay bar, but it's called the Something Something Saloon.
Wait, cowboy? Hey, cowboy.
No cowboy, trust me. So instantly they're looking at us like, there's a black dude and a nerd and a geek, and that dude's all right. Look, probably looking at my brother like, he looked like he gay out here. So we're just standing there, and I'm like, we are in the wrong fucking bar. So I call Stu, and Stu's like, where are you? I'm like, well, I thought we were in the right bar, but apparently we're not. So he's like, no, it's down the street, blah, blah, and it's also called the Something Saloon. Very similar area, so hence my confusion. So we go up, and the people were very nice. They're like, we'll give you your cover charge back. Because we told them, I said, we're supposed to meet friends, and they're actually at a different bar. I had the wrong bar. And so the people at the Cowboy Bar are like, oh, really? What bar are they at? And I was like, ain't no fucking way I'm going to tell these guys what bar my friends are at. I was like, something up the
Froggy
street.
Blues.
And the guy thought it was Froggy Blues Cafe, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. So they gave us our cover back, and we drove up the street, and we got to the gay bar, which was fine. We get there, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I go in the bathroom, and on the stall door, they have painted a dude's ass. So when you shut the door, it looks like your ass, which is fucking awesome. Actually, that night, there were probably more straight people than gay people at the gay bar, which was pretty funny because we had a whole bunch of people, but there were a couple of drag queens there. That's part of the best part of the story right there. So I'm just sitting around chatting with some of my friends, and we all pretty much were. Well, I didn't see what happened, but all I know is one of the drag queens came up. I didn't catch his name. I didn't catch it. I never know what to call a drag queen. I know some people call him her, so I call him him, whatever. Drag queen. I didn't catch the drag queen's name. But he came up and started yelling at Stuart. I'm like, what the hell? Because he's like, no, you don't. Don't you do that. I will stick my fist right up your ass. And I'm like, holy shit, what did Stu do? He yawned. That's all. He yawned. I didn't know until later. I'm like, what'd you do? I yawned. So he's yelling at Stu, saying he's going to stick his fist up his ass. And my brother looks at him. He's like, whoa, you can't just go right up the fist up the ass. I looked at him. I was like, yeah, dude, you got to work up to that. I mean, you know, he's new at this. So then the drag queen turns to me. He's like, I'll stick my fist right up your ass. I'll take you home and butt fuck you tonight. He's like, but it's okay. I'll take you to Burger King in the morning. So I get this look on my face, and he looks at me. He's like, oh, you're thinking about it. I'm like, well, I'm not really into the butt fucking, but I really like French toast sticks. So then somehow he found out that Adam was my brother and said, ooh, brothers. I've always wanted to do brothers. And I said, well, he's stepbrother. Does that still count? And he says, yeah, that's fine with me. I looked over at Adam. I was like, Adam, what do you say? And he's like, I'm more of a biscuits and gravy guy myself. But if there's hash browns involved, I might be game. So at that point, the drag queen seemed to notice Adam and said what every girl and apparently guy says, you have the most beautiful eyes. And I'm like, oh, shit, don't tell him that. He hears that shit all the time. Our friend Erica was joking around and said something to the effect of, oh, he's got a big dick, too. And I was like, what? She's like, I don't know. I'm just teasing. I have no idea. Well, then the drag queen reaches down and grabs his dick. And Adam just sort of goes, whoa, like, you know, gets a look on his face like, okay. And then a few seconds later, the drag queen reaches down and proceeds
to stroke him.
Feel him up. Adam just looks at him and just looks at me. And for those of you who know my brother, he's one of those guys that he's pretty goofy and silly. If something pisses him off, though, you'll know it. But he's handling it really well. A couple people commented, they're like, he really, really handled himself well. I'm like, yeah, he doesn't get offended easily either. So the drag queen finally looks at him and says, let me ask you a question. Do I have a chance in hell? And Adam goes, no, you don't. Anyway, that was my first experience at a gay bar and will likely be my last experience because there's really nothing of interest. I will say the best part of the night wasn't watching that, but watching Freddie from Night of the Living Podcast dance.
And doing the robot.
Was probably the most awesome thing
and
I've ever seen.
And Andy
in my
doing
life.
The worm.
Andy did the worm. Chizak did the running man. Freddie did, I'm not sure what you call what Freddie did.
And I guess there's some pictures of Charlie on the dance floor, too.
Well, they came after we left. So, oh, and then we leave the bar, and there's this redneck dude whose house is right there in the parking lot, but the redneck had the gayest dog I've ever seen that is proceeding to bark. Now, there's like four of us guys walking out towards the car, and his dog's like, raw, 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 and he's like, get him, get him. Get him! And I'm just laughing. I'm like, should somebody tell him, one, we're not gay, and two, that he's got the gayest dog I've ever seen? But then I decided, nah, I'm not gay, but I'm going to act like I'm gay. I'm just going to be like, you know, fuck this dude. But Yeah, not a good place for you to live, dude. If you don't like gay people, you probably shouldn't live right behind a gay bar, you dumbass. Anyway, though, it was an experience, and we got a great story. It was kind of fun. So, Horror Hound was great. I talked to Richard Band, who is the brother of Charles Band. He's a composer. And Stu got me a little sounder, which was on the Lunar Cast this last week. I really enjoyed that. I had a really good time. It was fun getting to see some people. It's not the same. The Cincy ones are never the same. But I had a good time. So, next. Somebody else. Or around. Spank Dog.
You know.
It's not a... I'm with you, man. Cincinnati show is not as exciting as the Indianapolis show. Not as many stories for me.
No.
But the fact of getting to hang out with everybody that comes in from out of town and getting to meet some of the celebrities.
You have some interesting pictures up on Facebook, I saw, of a certain somebody in the Lazy River.
Kitty Zombie. Matter of fact, let me tell you about that. He contacted me on Facebook.
Really? Yeah. Did he contact you and go, that's all he ever said.
He actually liked the picture, and he's using it as his profile.
That's awesome. Kitty Zombie, this guy comes in full outfit of something.
And he's like it the entire weekend.
He stays in character.
We're
talking big black armor with boots, and he proceeded to get in the Lazy River in that outfit.
Not to be like... slamming on anyone, but he's like a retarded zombie.
Kind of reminds me of something from like Class of Nukem High or something.
Yeah.
Like that kind of.
Kind of like Sloth on crack.
Kind of. Yeah. Always fun though to see these guys and to see. We talked to Jay Fife, and
yes,
he's an artist, and he sent me out on a mission.
I'm God.
He basically looked at me and said, you got to bring somebody over here and get them to pay $5 to buy you something, and then I'll draw them a print on the spot. So we go march around. Stu found Spanky. He's like, give me $5.
And my line to him was, does it look like I have money?
I thought it was...
just because my last name is Banks, does that make you think I have money?
But he did it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you did it anyway. We brought Spanky over. Had no idea. I just told him to pay for something for me, and then he drew you a really cool picture right there.
A female Jason right on the spot.
Very limited edition, print number 001 of 001.
There you go. So what about you, Michael?
As he gets into position, it's like...
Michael. I'm here. Man, what happened to that? Oh, there it is.
Michael, you need to tell me about your weekend at Horror Hound, Michael.
Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's.
You know, everything from the food to going to
the gay bar.
The Blue Oyster. Kind of wonder what happened to and, you know, of course.
Stop it!
Oh, damn, that was loud.
You guys got to sit at the table with Alexander Hamilton, who then flashed his testicles to my wife. How was what?
How did your wife take that?
She just pretty much went, he just showed me his balls. I said, yeah, he kind of does that. Like, he also let somebody take a cinder block to his balls at one of the horror rounds. So, you know, whatever.
And something about the bed of needles. Mm.
But he did offer to let us stay in Texas.
I don't know how to take
down
that.
Yeah, in Austin.
And Stewie, what was your favorite part about Horror Hound Weekend?
Sabrina.
I knew he was going to say that. Who showed you her undies.
Yes.
Like she does.
She said, it says, I love serial killers.
She's like 6 foot tall.
And drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, she's taller than that.
Well, she wears like big flipping heels.
Yeah.
But she is just tall, even without them. It's just really fun to get to see people that we see. And we're starting to get to know people.
Yeah, me and her have actually been talking a lot on Facebook. And, you know, I guess she's a photographer in her normal everyday life.
Because we talked about this. You and I talked about this weekend. When we go to Horror Hound, we go just like we are now. We don't act any different. We act the same. But a lot of people there. He was pretty tame this time.
Well, it's not.
It's not Indy.
Indy.
Yeah, wait till Indy.
Indy is different. Indy is definitely more fun. But I still enjoy Cincinnati. Don't get me wrong.
You know what it is? It's the fact that you're there and not have the...
It's different atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not right by our house.
Yeah, so you can do whatever you really
want. We don't
want.
Come home every night. It does change things. But no, we act like we always act. We are pretty much us. People come there, though, and they go a little crazy for the weekend, which is good.
Yeah, normal people become sluts.
Crazy.
Doctors become psychos.
Sluts.
I love sluts.
But it's getting to the point, though, that...
Especially with nuts.
I mean, we know Aaron, who's one of the guys that runs it, and we know Nate a little bit. We're going to be interviewing them here again soon, but... So we get to talk to them, and Aaron, we got to see Aaron's movie, which I believe you can go over to NOTLP, and there's a link to it.
Yeah, it is on YouTube now.
Would that be the necro-beastophilia?
Yes. Necro-beastophilia, yes.
Great. Yeah, I saw that.
The movie that you
did you watch it?
Yes.
It's the movie
now,
that
keep
you
in mind, we
coming.
we didn't know what it was called. They just called it Surprise Movie. So we're watching that, and we just lost it.
It's the movie you don't see coming.
You should definitely go check that out.
I got to the end. I was like, oh, my God, really? But I was too busy laughing at it.
Yeah, Aaron was very proud. Aaron was very, very proud of that. So it was great. It was hilarious. Not for the faint of heart. That's probably too much right there. But, of course, if you know the name of it anyway. We didn't know the name.
Yeah, we just surprised.
It said Surprise Movies also.
Yeah, I was saying.
But we get to see people like Aaron that we know now. We ran into a girl that I met at the last Whorehound that it turns out she actually went to the same college I went to. And I ran into her at this one, and we chatted for a while.
And the person that cuts my hair goes to these...
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because we run into...
And she knows Sabrina.
And my wife knew who she was because it happens that she cut my wife and my daughter's hair recently.
Once.
Well, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that it happens. But we've gotten to the point that we see so many familiar faces and we walk up to people and they actually are like...
And new ones with lots of big boobs.
And damn it, people, we are not the 80s guys anymore.
We will always be the 80s guys.
In fact... We are going to go ahead and mention this. We are going to start occasionally doing an obscure 80s episode instead of a Wrecking Crew every once in a while, where we'll do an 80s episode, kind of a throwback episode.
The butt plug episode.
And we might also put in a obscure 80s segment on every couple episodes.
In the box.
So... Whorehound was great. I'm looking forward to Indy already. I was thinking about not going, but that changed very quickly, of course. Actually, I wasn't thinking about not going. I was thinking about just going up for one day, but that's not going to happen now. And now, you know, my wife has kind of become, she likes it. She enjoys it, too, so she wants to go.
She didn't actually go into the convention, though.
She did the last little Indy one.
Indy she did.
Did she?
Yeah.
She hung out with
I don't
Brent
know
that
she would like the Cincinnati one as much, the convention. But she had a little bit of fun at the Indy one. But, yeah, she's probably going to go for the whole weekend, and it's going to be, you know, we're all going to be there. It's a good time. So, hey, if you're a listener out there and you're thinking about it, it's in March in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Book your rooms now.
Go to horrorhoundweekend.com, and I can already tell you they're having a Killer Clowns from Outer Space reunion. Yep. They're having an 80s slasher fest.
And also Boondicks.
The Boondicks. The Boondock Saints will be there.
Yep.
Yes, they will. So
the Boondicks.
And they'll just keep announcing more people as it gets closer.
Boondicks. And the big name that they announced that I talked about.
Dario Argento.
Dario Argento is going to be there. You know, so.
Yeah, I don't really know the guy, but I hear him a lot on all the other casts.
He's done quite a bit. Suspiria and a bunch of other stuff. So.
They're supposed to be doing a
Land
Suspiria
of the Dead
reunion as well.
Not Land of the Dead, no. Land of the Dead is George Romero.
What was that?
He worked on Dawn of the Dead with
Romero. Argento cut of Dawn of the Dead.
That's it.
And he also, Zombie, yeah. So, He's still laughing at Boone Dick. Although, if you think about it, Boone Dick is pretty funny sounding.
Hey, man, I got a Boone Dick. That's when you go to stick it in the hole, but it goes a little crooked and you break it.
And it's kind of booning.
It's a Boone Dick.
Stick it in, dick with Boone.
This has actually been a long episode for us, so I think unless anybody has anything they really feel necessary to say at this point.
I think we should dub this the Boone Dick episode.
He's done.
Mute his mic.
That's what she said. That's what she said. Mute his mic. You're right over there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, taste of my own vomit.
That's what she said.
Vomit or sperm?
All right. Well, we will be back in 2 weeks. Until then, guys.
That's what she said.
Stay awesome.
Boone Dick.
Peace out, yo. We about to lock this joint from the fam, and we want y'all all to know that it's time to rock, rock, y'all. Freak, freak, y'all. To the beat, y'all. It's unique, y'all. Rock, rock, y'all. Freak, freak, y'all. To the beat, y'all. It's unique, y'all. Hey, yo, praise the master. Make plans with your pastor. My rap blast ya. Send you to the hereafter. I push a tractor with horses grazing in the pasture. You heard I was tricking the whole room filled with laughter. And ciphers, I'm the one you don't rhyme after. You only know half of the math. It don't add up. To leave bad up. My hits make your frame shatter. Watch me now. Just begun like Jimmy Castor. I'm bad luck. Just like walking under ladders. Mad rappers. Book of life, last chapter. Me and my squad build just like contractors. I break shit, you only give hairline fractures. Women flashes, don't know, you better ask us. I'm bastard, with more contacts than lens crafters. Tear down the rappers, the never yields couldn't clap us. You need practice, hit chicks, then I'm casting. The church of Scientology, feminine biology, manic depressive psychologically, ADD logically, polluted by technology, the fumes in its ecology. Why your thoughts reside in poverty, I get nasty in the side of it. Probably the Odyssey started back on robbery. Was the degree of the economy that due to sovereignty regarded as a prodigy, leery of sociology. Leather wallabies always conceal my gynecology. Rhyming pathologically, that's how it gotta be. Never making no apology, worshiping my anthropology. Fuck the modesty, studying microbiology. Causing vertebral lobotomy is in my genealogy. 6 months of sobriety, moving very methodically. Like a unicorn, more waves in oceanography. God's acknowledging, rip shows antibiotically. Screwed up biotically, get birth to criminology.
Now as a youngin', God, y'all couldn't tell me nothing. I swore I was getting something. Clothes on humping. For girls with the turf, slacks with some shirts tucked in. I set it up on Monday. My mom worked when I was cutting. Unsigned, struggling. For the heat, I lit the oven. One would buy the CD, the other would do the dubbing. Before I met Rob, I was in the club fronting. But yeah, I know Tip. When I see him, I be ducking. But now when I'm clubbing, those that used to diss me bugging. Overweight chicks, spandex, they stomach sucked in. Stay interrupting. Dancing, trying to cut in. Told people that you got him free when you really snuck in.
We never get concerned about who's in the lead. We just stay working so no one will need. An unconcerned outsider giving niggas feed. My niggas puff weed but negotiate the seed. The family is granted and you can't intercede. Or try to switch lanes at this operating speed. Cats in the game be gambling with greed. We the house, you the player, and we gonna catch keys. Who's the CNC making microphones bleed? Poker face greed while my mind just read. Shorty got read. That's insignificant but this take heed.
They say I'm pretty like Clay is, bright like the day is. Beats from my fleet be sweet like Sugar Ray is. I'm swinging this from Bay Ridge to where the Oakland Bay is. My game is tough to play, I'm tucked away like your safest. The aim is to make you recognize what the name is. Most Def gon' set it straight from where the 718 is. The place with the greats who originate the flavors. A all-star block with some all-star neighbors. This is probably some haters. Aching cause they hear us rotating on the playlist. From B-Boy Laces to Detroit Gators. Yo, Tip, I got the bell. Where the scale? Help me wait it.